Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be accepting and pleasable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. All right, so this week I was thinking about all of the things we do in life and how busy our schedules get. And I began by thinking, oh my goodness, in our life, I mean, Becky was talking about how many teachers we've had and how much time do we spend going through school? I don't know about you, but it was a lot of years, especially when you go through a bachelor's and a master's degree. And so I thought, well, you know, a lot of our time, it's in school, whether it's our basic education or continuing education. But, you know, getting past school, what did it mean? It meant entering the workforce for a lot of us. And I thought, wow, there's a lot of time in the week that's spent on work. So I thought, yep, you know, a lot of time in the week spent on work, okay? There's work right now. But, you know, it's not all work, okay? I do get a day off. I'll remind you, Monday is my day off. That's the day I tend to not answer my phone and my emails. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just taking a day off. Of course, what happens? I take a day off, and what do I end up doing? I end up cleaning. Yes, I do. Obviously, I do a lot of cleaning by the condition of my broom, right? I do a lot of cleaning. Of course, I got three kids, so what does that mean? I do a lot of laundry, okay? Mondays, it's like seven loads of laundry that gets washed and dried and folded and put away, and it's like an all-day adventure doing that laundry. Can I get an amen to that? There we go. No, apparently nobody else does laundry. if you got a trick of how not to do laundry, I would love that. Well, as a pastor, there's sometimes the fun in the places I get to go, but there are times that I get called where I have to go away, whether it's training conferences or overnight meetings or events. And so sometimes it means needing to pack a bag and leave the house and go. That one's almost ready to go. We're going to combine some of these offerings together because sometimes there's those work trips that happen, and they take time in our schedule. Now, I will admit, I got my kids and I get my family time. This represents my family time. Can he represent my family time? There is that family time that I make sure to spend with my kids or with my parents. Yesterday I was blessed. I got to have lunch with my brother that I made time for, but it takes time in our calendar, so we're going to get the family time in there. For some people, it might be needing to take care of family. If you might have a parent you have to get to the doctor or care for and those types of things, I know there's some people that there's time in their week that's spent gardening. I admit I have the green thumb, which is why it's the fake flowers this morning. But if you have gardening, if you have plants in your backyard or in your house, it takes time to care for them if you want them to grow, right? So that takes more time in our week. I don't have a whole lot of time left in my week, but you know what? If we want to be able to eat, I got to go grocery shopping, right? This represents my grocery shopping. Got to spend time at that store. And if you go at the wrong time, boy, you're going to spend more time than you ever want to at that grocery store. Of course, if you've got pets, Mimi Jackson takes no time out of your life, right? No time needed spent feeding them or bathing them or caring for them. If you got pets, that's going to take time too. Shoo. Oh, here's an important one. Sports, right? How many people took time out of their life last weekend to watch a Super Bowl? Maybe you got kids, and so you got to take them to sports practices and games and this and that. And, well, that can take time too, but you know what? Sometimes those games are on Sundays like that Super Bowl, and sometimes to make room for that game means that might need to wait till next week, right? God won't mind just this week, right? Oh, I think sometimes I find time to sleep. Some people ask me, Pastor, do you ever sleep? Well, I sometimes find to sleep, maybe a nap here or there, but that takes some time too. Good grief, everything's taking time up here. But then I think, oh, well, I like to spend time with my friends, and I will let you know, it is not a bottle of wine, y'all. It's filled with coffee. But I had to dig in my office, and it's what I could find. But it's coffee beans in here, and I do like to go and enjoy coffee at Starbucks or coffee bean with my friends to be able to catch up. And so I fit that time in there, but I don't think I can fit anything else. But, you know, I realize I need that self-care time, and me, it tends to be wanting to run. I've enjoyed the marathons that I've run, but so oftentimes I don't find time to get out there and actually exercise and take care of me. And I love to read, but sometimes I look at the schedule and I go, well, where's time for this? I can't sacrifice time with my kids. I have to go grocery shopping. Where do I make the time for this? I mean, I realized I want to take my kids on a vacation. We need a break. Whew, don't. And I want to take them up to the snow, but what am I going to have to do to be able to do that? Maybe it means needing to take a little time off work to fit that family vacation time in. Maybe it is that self-care that does these, that I need to have to be healthy. So maybe just this week, the laundry can wait so I can have time for me and fit that in. But then where's my time for God? Because that seems to be the trouble. Why in the world, Pastor, would you stick all that stuff on the altar? That's God's place. That's God's space. That's where we put our offerings and sacrifices to God. That's where communion is supposed to fit. And now all of a sudden I've made it so there's no room for God. And that's why I put it all up there. Because oftentimes this is what happens. We fill our calendars, we fill our schedules, and all of a sudden we're out of time. And it tends to be two things we don't have time for: our self-care and our time for God. That there's no white space in the calendar that allows for that. And we find ourselves in trouble whether we realize it or not. How are we going to have that where we care for ourselves and we find time for God? And that is called our Sabbath time. I know for several weeks I've been talking about all the things we need to do, the ways that we change, the ways we make ourselves better, how we make these commitments. And I realize there's a lot of do, 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 and it can kind of be exhausting and all of that, but God was pretty smart, because God said there's this do, 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 but then there's this stop. And where do we see it? But we see it all the way in the very beginning in Genesis. We see that the Sabbath day is a day of religious observance and abstinence from work. To be Sabbath, we got two things that have to happen: religious observance and abstinence from work. I will tell you, God did not create it as a church observance, okay? Hear that from the pastor's mouth. God did not say Saturday is the church day, Sunday is the church day. It wasn't created for the church. Sabbath was created as a human observance. We're reminded as Jesus is caught plucking grains and healing on the Sabbath, and people would criticize him, why are you doing this? And Jesus was quoted as saying, the Sabbath was made for humans. The Sabbath was designed for us as God's children. God, you see, took a break. We heard it in our scripture this morning. God stopped everything and took a break. He had a whole world to create. Every detail in this earth and in humankind, he had to create. And yet God stopped everything to take a break. So how can we in our life try to claim that when God can take a break, that we can't? You see, what happens here is we realize that God gave the example of Sabbath in the creation story. He's guiding us in that, showing us what to do. 6 days of work, and then on the seventh day, and it says God stopped all work on that day. He gave us the example there, and then God gives us the justification for the Sabbath in the Ten Commandments. Twice over, he commands us to keep the Sabbath day holy. In Exodus, in the Ten Commandments, he says the Sabbath is to be kept holy because God created the earth in 6 days and God took the seventh day off, so you shall take the seventh day off also. If God can take it, we can take it, and we shall respect that as his children. And then in Deuteronomy, the second telling of the Ten Commandments, God gives a little bit different of a justification. He says, on the seventh day, you shall rest and you shall allow all your slaves and all your children and all your oxen and everybody to rest. And why will you do it? Because I, the Lord your God, brought you out of Egypt. I got you out of slavery. I've done everything you need for you. So you will give me one day to be with me and to respect that holy day. God says, I've earned that day with you. So here we have the Sabbath. How do we consider this when we have all these duties and responsibilities? Because that's usually the justification. Pastor, I just don't have time. There's too many things to do. I don't have time. I'm too busy. God will just need to understand. But the problem is when we make ourselves too busy, when we allow our calendar to fill to overflowing, there's three things that tend to be the result. The first of those tends to be a life burnout. If we do not take our intentional rests, we will burn out. I think about our beautiful musicians behind us. I can call you musicians, right? Heidi, how would it go if there was no rest in the music and your voice just had to go? It doesn't work, right? It would just burn out, right? There are intentional rests. It comes in music. It comes in sports. They get a halftime, right? The intentional rests are there because we as human beings, our life and our spirit needs those rests to recover, to be able to move on. And if we don't, we will burn out. It happens over and over again, seeing people with careers and they go full speed and they put everything in it and they take no time for themselves and they take no time for God and they hit a wall and they burn out because they're not taking those rests. God intentionally designed the Sabbath to be our day to recover so that we can keep going in what we're doing. To not burn out. I get to those places. I was just addressing it with SPRC. I told them, I need one thing from you. I said, I need you to hold me accountable to taking my days off. Because I'm one that I tend to look at the schedule and I say, things are too busy. Every week it's got a meeting and there's this and that going in worship. And all of a sudden right now, I'm 6 months from the last Sunday I took off. In a career of 12 years at this point, I know what happens when I stretch too far without a day off. I start feeling that burnout. I start feeling weary. I start feeling like I don't have the energy I need to do what I'm doing. And that wake-up call comes. It's time for a break. And it's not weak to take that break. It's not lazy to take that break. It's that break allows me to have what I need for the next chapter of the year. We avoid the burnout when we take our intentional rests. But what's the next thing that happens? When we don't take the Sabbath day, we end up with a spiritual distance that happens. A spiritual distance. Think about friendships and family members that you had. Think if you just stopped communication with them whatsoever. Don't talk to a friend that you talk to every week, but then don't talk to them for weeks. I just don't have time to call them. I don't have time to text them. I don't have time to Facebook them. I don't have time to Skype them. I don't have time to sit down and coffee with them. I don't have time. And what's going to happen, but you're going to feel distant from that person. You're going to feel the effects upon your relationship. You're going to feel effects upon that friendship because of not connecting with one another, not having that time to be together, that quality time that's needed. And that is the same way with our relationship with God. If we don't have that intentional time with God, if we are not taking those times when we stop everything to be with God, and yes, it's important to have that stop everything where we can fully focus on God. If we don't, we find ourselves distanced from God. And so often it's not God that suffers, it's us that suffers. When something happens in life and we want God to be there, but we feel like God's so far away. It feels like God is distant. It feels like God isn't there for me. And most of that time, it's because we're the ones that have created that distance related to how much time and the quality of time that we're spending with God. When we don't have that Sabbath time to dwell with our Creator, we find this spiritual distance. And last but not least, the thing that happens is we find ourselves with a diminished energy, where we just feel like we don't have the energy we need for life. I thought about this with a story that talked about two men who were having a wood chopping competition, okay? It started when the sun came up, and it finished when the sun went down. And one of the men, he was determined to win that competition. And so he chopped and he chopped and he chopped all day. And he stopped just barely to be able to have lunch, but he didn't take breaks. He just kept chopping and he just kept chopping because he wanted to win so bad. But then he looked at the other guy, and it seemed like the other guy was constantly taking breaks. And he thought, well, I've got this one in the bag because I'm working so much harder than him. I'm easily going to win this competition. So the sun begins to set, and it's time to count up all the wood. And the one man is shocked because the man who was taking all the breaks won the competition. He chopped more wood. He gets asked, how did you do that? Every time I looked, you were taking breaks. How did you take all those breaks and still beat me, who never stopped? And the man answered him, what you didn't see is every time I took a break, I was sharpening my axe. When we take our intentional rests, when we let all of the obligations and all of the necessities in life be put on hold so that we can stop and rest, so that we can spend time with God, we get our axe sharpened. We get our energy restored. We're refueled for the task that's ahead of us. If you're feeling life wearing you out, if you feel like it's just too much, maybe it means you need one of those intentional rests. Because what are the three things that happen when we intentionally take the Sabbath? It leads to a renewed spirituality. We find our relationship with God renewed and strengthened because of that time we spend with Him. Now think about that friend you haven't seen in a while, that friend you haven't been able to connect with because of distance or whatever reason, and you finally get that time to talk with them or meet with them or spend time with them or go away with them. And after you get that time, what is that relationship like? You get so excited about it, right? You remember why you're friends with that person. You remember why you like to spend time with that person. You remember the good things about having them in your life. And when we have that time with God, it does the same thing for our spiritual relationship. It's able to lift us closer to God. It's able to remind us why God is part of our life. It's able to remind us of the goodness of God and how we are the ultimate team in this world. Our spiritual nature, our spiritual relationship can be renewed in that time. When we take our time for Sabbath, we can find a more fulfilled life. How are we able to find a more fulfilled life? Because you would think that the full schedule that's jam-packed allows us to do more, but that's not the case. When we pace ourselves and take our breaks, we find that the time we spend working and doing is more successful because we're able to focus on that time because of the breaks that we have taken. We can find ourselves more fulfilled because we're taking that time to stop and see the scenery of life around us, that we're able to see the good things that are happening instead of just seeing it pass us by. This is what happens when we take our breaks. And finally, we find that we have greater energy for all that is on our plate. Because in those rests, we are refueled. God has asked us. God has begged us. God has justified it and shown it to us how important that Sabbath time is, how important it is to stop and spend time with God and to stop all of the work that we have. My friends, I invite you to look at your calendar, whether it's in your phone or it's on paper. Do you have that intentional white space in there where you allow yourself to rest? And do you have that intentional time in there where you allow yourself to be with God, to have quality time, to reconnect and be refueled with Him? This is some of the most important time in all of your week. May your Sabbath time be one where you allow God to renew, restore, and replenish your heart and mind through that Sabbath time. My friends, will you pray with me? God of creation, you created all that is around us. You created each one of us. And in all of that creation, you found time to rest. You found time to just be. You found time to reflect on all that you had done. So we ask by your Holy Spirit that you help us to find that Sabbath time in our life, to find that time where we're able to just stop and be, where we are able to stop and reflect, but more importantly, where we are able to stop and be with you, reflecting on all that you do and reconnecting with you. May we find our weeks easier, our days better, and our life more fulfilling because of this time that we take, not accidentally, not when convenient allows, but intentionally for us and for you. For all of this, we pray in your most holy name. Amen.